This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Donald Trump's desire to ease tariffs for most countries won't directly affect Australia, but may open the door to further talks with the US. The US president has lowered tariffs to 10% for many nations for 90 days, while sharply increasing the rate on Chinese imports to 125%. Australia's tariff rate remains unchanged at 10%, as set during the first week of the federal election. Asked if the move would impact Australia, Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles tells Channel 9 it would not.
No, so nor does our policy. I mean, we would prefer there's no tariffs between Australia and the United States, and we'll continue to make that case. But we're also going to build our own economic resilience and look for other markets, which is what we've been doing, and that's going to be our focus.
China and the European Union have imposed new tariffs on US goods in response to steep tariffs introduced by President Donald Trump. China raised its tariffs on US imports from 34% to 84%, shortly after the US slapped 104% duties on Chinese goods. The EU followed suit, announcing 25% tariffs on a range of US imports as part of its initial countermeasures. More children will be able to visit the Great Barrier Reef under a new $10 million Labor pledge as Prime Minister Anthony Albanese takes his campaign to one of Australia's most popular natural landmarks. Of the total funding, $6 million will go towards subsidising school excursions to the UNESCO World Heritage Site.
The Great Barrier Reef is a magnet for the world. And in order for it to be a magnet for the world who want to see a pristine environment, we need to be able to show that we're behaving responsibly and sustainably, and that is what we are doing. This reef program that we're announcing today will provide $6 million for Kids for the Reef, for young people who wouldn't get the opportunity otherwise to see the reef firsthand.
The United Nations says the Israeli military has blocked more than two-thirds of 170 humanitarian aid missions in Gaza since the ceasefire ended. Israel has said it won't allow the entry of any goods and supplies into Gaza until Hamas releases all of the remaining hostages. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the denials are preventing the UN from carrying out critical life-saving work.
As we have warned repeatedly, there is no safe place in Gaza. And as we've repeatedly said, civilians must be protected, whether they stay, whether they leave. Those fleeing the fighting must be allowed to do so safely, and they must be allowed to voluntarily return when the situation allows.
Adelaide and Geelong will play at the Adelaide Oval tonight in the AFL. The Crows, aiming for their first finals appearance since 2017, come off a narrow one-point loss to the Suns following three strong wins. Geelong will bring trademark discipline into a match that could reveal just how far Adelaide have come this season. And that's SBS News in Easy English.